tremendous resource there. And also a huge thank you to Mark and Marianne. They have helped me realize another passion of mine, which is coaching. I just want to say thank you to those guys. This week, I purchased my first WordPress theme, which is fantastic. And I was about to put a hole through the wall to figure out how to get it working. And I anticipated getting operational the next week. So those are some of my big steps. And again, thank you to those three out there.
Cool. On that note, real quick, Adam, if you need help with WordPress, I mean, put it out on the Facebook group. Some of us have pretty extensive knowledge, can probably help you out right away. And then if you need some one-on-one stuff, I'm sure we can facilitate that too. So just putting it out there.
It'll probably be needed. I appreciate it.
Cool. Yeah. Once you get a hang of it, though, I promise you that it gets easier. Dave.
Thanks.
Is Dave in the house? I want to hear from you, man. I just spoke with Dave just a few days ago and making some big progress, as always, with Kindlepreneur, but if you can give us a quick update.
Sure. So maybe some of you saw, but I had a quick win where I was contacted by Entrepreneur.com or one of the habitual writers by them. They found one of my posts, and they wanted to cite it in one of their upcoming articles. So that was pretty cool. Right now, just trying to kind of fine-tune a lot of the things that are on the site, working on the resource page, trying to get it nice and clean and neat. Still trying to build the content so as to entice people to use the affiliate link by giving them incentives, such as here's, you know, a free guide, here is a look over my shoulder using the software, et cetera, et cetera. Having problems with BlueSnap because they won't take me in as an affiliate, which is a bummer because they have one of the programs I really love. So I've been trying the tactics of actually calling them and talking to them and saying, hey, I'm a real person. But that they've been pretty hard. So if anybody has a BlueSnap account, let me know how that went and how you got that. That'd be great. Otherwise, just trying to also, one of the focuses is to learn about social media management since I can't be on Twitter and Facebook and all that all the time, trying to learn Hootsuite or perhaps Meet Edgar as another one. And finally, just trying to really go through and work the copy on my email list. That's it.
Good stuff. And there's always Buffer app as well, which is the one I use, and I think it might be a good option for you. I don't know. Once you check it out, I don't know. I know for me it doesn't mention shared by Buffer app that I know of, so it might be good for you.
Awesome. I'll have to do that.
Kevin, what's going on, my man? Would love to hear from you and share with the group where you're at.
Well, what I'm working on right now is my communication and how to connect with people that don't know me and to attempt to, if not sell, at least connect without sounding salesy and not turn them off. So that's what I'm working on now, is just my communication skills. Online communication skills, since my range of contact is via email.
Yep. And actually today I feel like we'll hit on that topic. Or at least a partial aspect of it when it comes to networking and making connections kind of in person, but I think there's a crossover between that and the online world as well. But we can kind of dig into that as well today. Cool. Good stuff, Kevin. And yeah, if you have any questions in particular as we go through today, just let us know. Just type them in and then we'll address them. Mark, what's going on, man? How was training and what are you up to?
Cruising along here. I've gotten the book broken down into chapters and then got those separated onto separate pages, and I'm adding content to each chapter as trying to follow the outline, but kind of more as the thoughts come to me or specific events. So I've probably written maybe 3,000 words in the last week.
Awesome.
So that's been pretty good. Tried fiddling around with WordPress and MailChimp and that. And my mind doesn't wrap around that stuff real well right now. That's been a bit of a struggle, but we'll get it figured out.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. And I'll be giving you some feedback here soon on the writing, probably today, actually. And yeah, it seems like you're moving along in the right direction. And if there's anything else that you need, just let us know.
Sure.
Michelle, how's it going? Give us an update on where you're at.
Okay. Hi. I have been focusing on content, and I've also been working on getting a type of presentation together. I have to meet with a potential client tomorrow. So I've been working on some research and getting things together to meet with her. The other thing, like I said, content's been key, and then knowing that with each one of my pieces of content, I have to create, I'm creating a PDF, a downloadable PDF. And so working all those pieces together. It's actually taking longer than I thought. But it's coming together.
Cool. And what's the hardest part about it? What's the biggest sticking point?
Just the writing and rewriting. I have someone who and it may be the wrong person, who is a reporter or has been a reporter who does articles. And she's editing it for me, so I'll write it and send it to her. And she tears it apart. I mean, and it's good stuff. You know, like, what exactly are you talking about here? You need to put your reference here. You know, stuff like that. So then I have to go back and pull my reference back and stuff like that. So it just, things I don't think about because I'm right there while you're talking. As if I'm sitting right there talking.
Cool, and good stuff.
In my head.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, we'll definitely touch on that, if not later today, soon. And then if you have any, you know, shoot me offline, we'll connect. And if there's anything I can help you with, I will definitely, certainly do that. But for right now.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I forgot titles, too. Titles are a big thing. I have three to send to you, but I need to come up with a name of my program, and I need to come up with a name for my actual blogs. And I've noticed in the past that the names that I've used have been ambiguous. You know, they're cute, they're great names, but they don't tell you what I'm talking about. So now I have to really learn to be to the point and tell you what I'm talking about, but make it interesting at the same time.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Let's connect offline for those things. I can help you. I can definitely review any headlines or whatever you need on that account. And then also post in the Facebook group as you come in contact with this kind of stuff. Put it out there. There's a lot of smart people in this group that I know can give you some like legitimate good feedback to keep you moving. Adam, real quick, you just mentioned there's a lot of noise. Are you still getting that on the call? Okay. Marianne, good to have you here. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. On my end, there was a lot of noise too, Tom. But I don't know if I was hearing the same thing.
Okay.
Adam was hearing.
Let me see if it's mine. Let me see what I can do as you go ahead and give us an update on where you're at.
Okay. Because it was cutting out some of what Michelle was saying. So, but it didn't sound like it was on Michelle's side at all. So, currently what I'm doing is some things I'm having to back up and punt again just a little bit because where I'm adding a business partner, so I'm having to back up and add certain things into the website, and we've made some tweaks. Actually, we're making tweaks daily, which is fantastic because my partner is much, much more technical savvy than myself, and that's fantastic because their strengths are not mine. But the other good thing is that I'm able to pursue, I'm going to go ahead and pursue a trademark on a couple of things, and that's something that she's already done and knows really, really well and is on top of it. We started that process last week as well.
Awesome. Okay, great stuff. Very, very cool. Okay, cool. We'll I definitely want to actually address some of that stuff, but first, before we get there, let's, Antonio, I know you have a few guys hanging out in your hotel room right now. I don't know if you want to do a quick round robin over there to get connected or get an update from everybody there.
Yeah, that sounds good. So you'll hear a bit of an echo, but I've got James, Mike, and Joe with me here, and we have an in-live mastermind. We're here in Las Vegas at New Media Expo. And James just popped in, just met him in person for the first time a few minutes ago. Mike and I got to spend some time last night hanging out, talking. Joe came in this morning on a red eye and has been walking around just meeting people and, you know, with little to no sleep like a zombie. But yeah, we'll get into the benefits of in-person meeting and why it's important later in the meeting. But yeah, we'll go ahead and start off. James.
Cool. All right. Hey, so can you guys hear me okay?
Coming in clear.
Okay, awesome, cool. Well, I think when we touched base last week, I had just landed two website projects. So from the big update from last week is just definitely got into execution mode on those and been on the road a lot this week with a lot of self-development, had a couple other conferences. So I've been working out of coffee shops and Starbucks and kind of moving forward on these new projects. So. Nothing too big, but something that's related to the book, Tom, and the speaker business that's being built out. I just got offered last week a position or an opportunity to serve on the board of directors of a foundation for some schools in San Diego. So establishing that credibility, network, and experience, I'm really excited about because I truly believe it will help with the speaker business and working, again, in the education space. So. Pretty fired up about that. Don't know exactly what it means yet, but I just know that it's progress on the journey. So those would be about the highlights right there.
Awesome. Good stuff.
All right, Joe.
I pretty much posted everything that has happened with me. The Twitter thing has kind of been taking off, and I've got next Wednesday, I'm supposed to, that's when I'm scheduled to do my first webinar. Talking about how to protect your business and profits and stuff, and so far I have zero people that have signed up.
Hey.
But I mean, it's, and I haven't been able to promote it like I wanted to because of other things going on. But what I've done is offline, I've taken on some charity and just doing some social engagement as far as we're working with the Humanity National Guard, the Humanities and then you spend going to be leading build up civic events, and then at the university I go to, they asked me to start up a veterans service center to help veterans do stuff there and kind of get us connected and give them the services they need. And meeting these people, there's a big gap in Alaska for sustainable green business is what they're really trying to do, but nobody's really handling the .com world up there. So since I'm doing marketing and sales, I would like to. I'm kind of, what I'm slowly developing is an audience there as far as like, hey, you live out in the bush of Alaska, you can still live your quality of life and do all these things, and I'm going to provide those marketing services for you, is the big picture of it. So in a roundabout way, I'm working an offline angle as well as the online angle in my stuff, and that's what I've been up to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, yeah.
We'll dive into that. I'd like to hear, well, we'll dive into that over the next couple of days. Yeah. Joe's my roommate here. And Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike. I'm a sidepreneur right now. I've got a full-time job, but I've been working with my local high school to help them with their social media. So they update it once every 6 months, and we're going to work on that a little bit. got a chance to meet, we're going to talk about meeting folks. Mark Asquith is a guy who's worked with John Lee Dumas on podcast websites, and I'm part of that group now, so he and I will sit down, but to have a face-to-face with someone that you've just been talking to either by phone or by email really does make a seismic difference to be able to sit down and talk with someone. So that's my big win, and we're going to work while I'm here on getting some frameworks down for the website so I can launch a podcast.
Cool. All right, and... Not much going on for me, guys. Just out here spending some time with the guys from High Speed Elite and coming out and meeting people in person. Now, Tom, with the intros done, you want us to jump into the second part, or did you want to touch on a few things such as what Marianne and maybe Michelle or some of the other people talked about?
Well, if you have feedback, let's start with that. Otherwise, I'd say we can. It's really up to you and you guys. I think. I mean, would you like to speak on any of those topics, Michelle?
I thought that I was really happy to hear that Marianne's partner is really helping complement what she's doing. I think that's the importance and the value of a good partner is that one plus one doesn't equal two in a partnership. It equals five. And the idea is you guys find a way to, I should have probably gone 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4, 2, you know, actually that doesn't work either. 3 plus 3 doesn't equal 6, 3 times 3 is 9. And
Marines.
you guys get the point. And I'm really proud of you, you know, Mary, because that's a big step, it's a big decision, and it sounds like it's working out for you. And I'd like to hear, maybe you can talk very quickly about how you made that decision and how you ensured that she was going to bring enough to the table to make it. I mean, because that's a scary decision, you know, for a lot of people.
You're exactly right. The beautiful thing is, I mean, there is so much truth to what you just said. The beautiful thing is that I've had a couple businesses before where I've had partners. So, gosh. After running into the wall before and making some mistakes or making some wished I shoulda, woulda, coulda types of decisions, now I definitely know even more so how to fine-tune what to look for in a partner. But, you know, again, it's all different because back then those were more brick-and-mortar type businesses. This being an online business, it just so happens that this is one of my closest friends who has had an online business for over 20 years. So back when country wasn't cool, she was on the internet. And so she has some very basic knowledge that I'm sure most of us don't even have. Excuse me. And one of the other great things is that it's like a dance. It's very much like a dance in learning how your strengths and weaknesses fit together and how that you do complement one another without stepping. You know, my papa used to say, and of course I'm from the South, so I'm going to have sayings, you know, learn how to step on someone's toes without messing up their shine on their shoes. And I'm able to be forthright with her without just, you know, knocking her over. And she's able to be forthright with me about something without making me want to run the opposite direction. But the other thing is, you know, we've known each other for many, many years. And on two deployments, she was actually, this is how much I trust this person, she was my power of attorney on two deployments. So that trust was already established. So also, just seeing the business success that she's had in her life, and she knew me when I had my other two businesses. She actually has another business actually going on now that is for female MMA fighters, and it's pretty amazing because if you meet my partner Katrina, she's like, you know, a ballet dancer kind of lady. I mean, she's but I actually met her in a Krav Maga training. Just prior to military. So it's an absolute finite dance with one another and finding how that fits. And I'm fortunate to have had already years of communication. So it is another relationship in and of itself.
Cool.
Marianne, that's awesome. And I have to agree that. So I was just listening to my friend Jordan Harbinger over at the Art of Charm give a presentation. And his saying is, dig the well before you're thirsty. And when it comes to building, you have that relationship. And the right time just manifested itself for you then to take advantage of it.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's, you know, that's, I think, the key to what we have here at High Speed Elite and what you guys should be building relationships. It's not about seeing what someone can get from you or what you can get from somebody. It's about surrounding yourself with able-bodied people who are ambitious, because there's some point later down the road that this is going to turn into something. When I first met John Dumas, we didn't start High Speed Low Drag. What happened is we both realized we were in Iraq together at the same time, and we just, you know, he was probably riding on a tank. I was, you know, I was humping a, you know, well, I wasn't humping anything. I rode in a truck. What am I saying? I was an officer. So, but, you know, when it came down to it, we were both there. We were both, and but the idea, like, it was all, it, we realized after a year of knowing each other that we both felt that there needed to be something like this. And the same when I met Tom, and, you know, that idea was floating around there. So trust, and that takes time to build up, and that's a great story, Marianne. Now, really quick, I would like to hear a little bit about Michelle. Michelle, you're saying that you've had people push back and say you needed to be more specific, or can you talk about what you've been figuring out as you've been doing your interviews with your avatar?
Oh, well, with the avatars, I've actually found out with them there seems to be an ongoing thing with them, and I think, like I mentioned before, the issue with women in that target group isn't necessarily, but or only just the clothes. It's actual, the underlying problem is the confidence and the body confidence. So that's what I've gotten from them. What I was talking about with Tom is I have someone proofing and editing my content, and what she has said is basically I'm not clear, and I do know I have a problem with communication. I kind of talk in my head or think people know what I'm talking about a lot of times, and so she's pushing back by saying, okay, this needs to be changed, you need to be more clear here, what are you talking about here? So it's taken me longer to write my content because I have to rewrite it and make it where it's palatable to my target audience.
Solid. That's good. I love it that you're bringing in somebody. And where did you get this this proofreading? Where did this person come in that's helping you basically zero in on where you need to be?
She actually is a friend of mine who actually writes for newspapers and magazines, and that's her job. That's what she does. So when she offered to help, I said, sure. You know, and so she's been going through everything.
Good.
Now, my question is there a point where, like you were telling, I forgot who it was, earlier, is there a point where what's going online is not the same as what normally goes out to print and stuff? Is there a difference there?
Can you re-ask the question? I'm not sure what you're asking.
In other words, the stuff that you write for online or for your audience, is that different from what you see usually in magazines, newspapers, and stuff like that? There's a more refined writing, I would say, for that versus what I normally see in blogs and stuff like that. That's more open. You understand what I'm saying, or does Tom understand?
Yeah, I mean, so yeah. When you print something, you've got a captive audience. Most likely they're making a heavier investment. They're either buying a magazine, they're picking up a magazine, and they don't necessarily have another option. So, you know, there's also the idea that you can't correct something once it's been printed and it's downrange. So what I love about online content is you have to keep it shorter. You can be rougher, excuse me, because you can always adjust. You can always go back in and make corrections into there. I feel writing for the web, you do need to keep it a bit shorter. You need to get to the point quickly. You need to understand their attention span is lower than on print copy. So print copy allow, you know, a book, you can go 500 pages. You just can't do that online normally. Now, there are people that can do that, but that's not the majority of us. The majority of us have to keep it under 500 to 1,000 words, although there is a way you can approach it if you're going to go 2,000 to 3,000 words. But 2,000 to 3,000 words in a printed magazine is not actually it's not actually that much. So if that's her specialty, I would take what she says, you know, strongly. But also with a bit of a grain of salt. And I would look at people like Derek Halpern over at Social Triggers and be following what he's doing, because I think that he really teaches more how to write and create for the web. And okay. that's where we're at. But you can find ways to stand out from the crowd by maybe going long form. But I do feel that what's important is just to get it out there.
Right. And the thing is, and that's where I was. I was to the point where, okay, I think we're hammering this to death. But the thing are, some of the good things were great tweaks. And I'm right at 1,088 words, so I wouldn't go any more than that.
Yeah, and you can take the principles that she gave you and apply them to your next draft and turn it into a system. I've shared with people the checklist that my VAs follow. I started this checklist. They've perfected it. But that checklist is about 4 pages long because it comes into a number of different scenarios. And now when I create content, I follow that checklist. Not because I'm not creative. It's simply I know what works, and I like to be consistent for my target market. And I know that this is going to historically is going to do the best. But that's solid. Now, I want to move over and I want to ask Mark. I want to thank Mark. Mark's one of the few people that consistently shows up at I Will Do This Today and posts what he's going to do there. So, I just wanted to check in and hear a little bit more about, how's it going, taking that PowerPoint and moving into the book.
Well, we're working away at it. I broke the whole PowerPoint down into the equivalent of like 12 chapters, and I've started to build out each chapter based on the outline that I created. I'm just adding content as I'm, these different. I kind of go by the outline, but it kind of depends on what I'm thinking about that day regarding the whole time frame. What happened when. So some of the writing's been easy. Some of it's, pretty, it's kind of rough, and I'm going to have to go back and redo it, a few more times, but it's coming along. I'm getting some words on paper, and I've got some structure that I can follow with the outline, and we'll see how it goes. I'm kind of interested to see if, my goal is for the book to move people the way the PowerPoint does, and so that that's my task, is to put that on paper, because you don't have the advantage of the video in front of your eyes. So that's where I'm at.
Good to go. I just saw that Michelle shared the .com secrets is really helping her. And Michelle, if you could please share that on the Facebook page. That way, anybody like at the meeting or not at this meeting can go in and check that book out. And that's a great win. Like, if you're not posting much on Facebook, then jump in there and just add value in a way that's unique to you. I know some people are in there quite a bit, but it makes you feel good when you can share things. And honestly, it is valuable to others. So with that being done, is there anything else, Tom, that I miss? And if not, I'll go ahead and jump into, and maybe we'll talk for about 15 minutes about the importance of meeting in person and why coming out to conferences is worth the investment.
Yeah, well, the one thing I would like is, Dave, if you can actually give Dave had was working on something else that he didn't mention, but I think it's worth mentioning. Dave, if you want to go ahead.
Yeah, so actually, I've been taking a lot of time to be able to meet with my target market by doing that Calendly.com thing, about one person a day or so. And as I kept talking to people, about what their pain points are and kind of what they're going through and everything, I started noticing that a lot of authors out there really don't like their website. And it was kind of crazy because I started looking at their website, and a large proportion of them were using a theme called Authorlicious. And so kind of going further down the rabbit hole, I found out that Authorlicious was offering this non-responsive, theme that's pretty archaic, looks like it's, like late 90s type layout. and they were charging them about $100. And then on top of that, too, talking to them some more, I found out that, you know, they were using their affiliate links. So here they were, like, getting $60, $70 per sign up for, you know, Bluehost or HostGator or whatever. And they were just basically, you know, taking care of these authors, giving them a website, even though it's crappy. But the authors were saying, you know, hey, it's a website and I need it, but I'm not exactly happy with what I have. So this kind of got me thinking, and I met up with one of the web programmers that I use. And so him and I have kind of struck up a deal where we're basically going to redesign a theme specific to authors that will be, of course, responsive and be crisp, and will have a lot of the features and the things that I really teach or preach about on Kindlepreneur. So that way, if somebody buys a Kindlepreneur theme, then they're going to have their website set up to be able to utilize some of the things I'm going to be teaching. So talking with this developer, he's going to be, you know, we're probably going to team up and, you know, kind of split the earnings, but, you know, he'll be working the technical side and I'll be working the sales side. So I just wanted to put that out there as, you know, just literally sitting down and talking to my target market, it was just pretty obvious one thing right now that authors need. And just to have their website set up so they look like a legitimate, professional, you know, capable author was definitely number one on so many minds. So really excited about that opportunity.
Very cool. I love it. And again, one of those things where I think software and tech and stuff like that can be dangerous if you don't know what you're getting after or you don't know what you're going after. But if you've already had those conversations with authors and that's the direction they're pointing you in, then it's awesome. And I'm really excited to see how fast you can kind of get that up and running and getting sales from it. That'll be a really interesting journey to follow. So keep us posted on that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Antonio, right. I think that was it, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have Mike talk a little bit here in a second, but I just want to share with you guys a story. So I left my friend Mignon, who's going to be up here in about 20 minutes, so I'm not going to be able to stick around past the hour. But she just had a presentation, and I left her presentation right after she ended it, and she's doing the Q&A. And I'm out there, I'm looking for a friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger, so I'm texting in my phone. And up behind me comes up a guy, and he grabs my arm, and he's just like, hey, how's it going? And this guy's Pat Flynn. So if you guys don't know who Pat Flynn is, Pat Flynn has a pretty successful website, Smart Passive Income. And I just think that's the power of conferences. Here's a guy that gets probably 200 to 300 emails a day, people trying to get his time. Yet he comes up to me and grabs me, you know, and finds me at a conference because we're actually friends. And that's the power of in-person meeting. Not that you can't build friendships and relationships virtually. Not that you can't do that via video or podcasting or interviews and things, but when you physically have seen a person year after year and you know, you actually spend time engaging with them, maybe there's a few people trying to grab their time, but that's a lot less than hundreds of emails facing them. You actually find that, you know, it's not too bad. If I can wait in line, maybe it'll take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but I can get that little bit of face time and I get a chance to make an impact or to let them know how they impacted me. And that was actually one of the first times I contacted Pat. I told him how he impacted me, and the way I told him impacted him, so that if you see him, he now gets awards as sometimes the best dresser at an event. And it kind of cracks me up because he's really taken this whole style thing to a whole another level. In fact, another guy, Chris Ducker, comes up to me and he's saying, hey, man, check out these cufflinks. My wife had them for me. And he went and bought Pat Flynn a pair of cufflinks. And it's like they're all starting to, like, take this thing, and it's morphing into a monster. So I've created all these, like, fashionistas in the online, make money online space. But it just goes to show that all of us have a unique contribution and that all of us, I think, can benefit from making not just networking, it's about building relationships. It's about what Marianne did. She dug the well before she was thirsty. She built those relationships before she really needed it. And then when she needed it, it was there for her almost magically. But that's not really true, because Marianne probably has, you know, dozens and dozens, if not 100 relationships that she, you know, if you really systemized it, you could pull on. So I want to bring in Mike here, and Mike, you know, I know that you've been here just for a day, you know, and you can talk about, but I'd like to hear, do you have any stories of, like, you've actually, like, meeting people you've been wanting to meet, or you've been making some connections, or?
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny, the speakers, and I'll tell you just off the top of my head, with you talk about Pat. Now, I've listened to Smart Passive Income for about a year, and Pat, great guy, but he's almost ethereal to me, meaning like he's larger than life. And when at the end of the Grammar Girls thing, I saw him, and he's kind of swarmed by folks, mm-hmm. so just stepped off, no problem. And then on the way up here, as a matter of fact, he was walking because he has his backpack. It's red. It says, "Hi, I'm Pat," like a name tag on the back. It's one of his deals. I walked past him, and he was by himself, just said, "Hey, I'm Mike. Hey, thanks for what you do, man. It's really cool." I didn't want to monopolize him or say, "Hey, you know," but it was just a quick interchange. It's like, "Hey, that's why I do what I do. Thanks very much." So it was just a quick hit like that. Maybe I'll get the cojones to get up and talk to him more at some point in time. But it's really important to be respectful of folks' time. So on that level of Pat, and even Antonio last night, you know, I was kind of worried about taking too much time, but I feel more comfortable talking with other folks who are in my boat. For example, we had a Podcaster's Paradise, I blogged out with John Dumas, and about maybe 20 people were here who are in that. So we had a meeting at 1500, and it was good just to sit and talk with people who are the same starting gate that I am almost, or some of them have already started. But there was this energy, there was this, "Hey man, if I can help you, let me know." A couple of guys sat, "Hey, look, what are you doing?" and gave me some good ideas of how to do things. For example, for the podcast I want to run, I want to be able to talk to the people I invite and be able to garner their attention and let them know I'm not some wacko, but this is what I want to do. And he shared with me an idea from Cliff Ravenscraft, who I also saw here, of doing a quick little, like, 15 to 20 second video in an email. And you send him the link, and it's like, "Hey, I made a video just for you, Antonio." And you have a look at it, it's like, "Hey, Antonio, just want to say thanks again for letting me visit with you." But it's personalized, and it gives a face, my face, or you know, makes that connection a bit more. Just a small little thing. But the thing is, you keep getting those little things more and more and more, and they build up so that you really have an arsenal of things to kind of be aware of, almost like your checklist, you know, you were talking about Antonio's checklist. So you come here, you get more familiar, but then you also learn from others, not only the speakers, but also those that are at your level. But the speakers do make themselves available, you know, and it's a great opportunity. And when you're sitting in front of a computer at your house for a year, and you go, "I want to," maybe, you know, you're actually here. You're here talking to people that you listen to on the podcast. You're here talking to people face-to-face with that you're here with on the webinar that we're doing right now. I mean, just get to meet Joe and Scott.
James.
Like I said, James. We just met 5 minutes ago. But now when I hear him, I got a face to put with it. I know him. And that's invaluable.
Good stuff. Hey, Joe, you want to add anything? You've been here for 24 hours. No, you haven't been here.
I've been here for 12 hours. What?
About 12 hours.
So we were both sitting in the Mignon speech.
Yep.
And I had to get up and I had to move around. I had to get up and walk around a little bit. I didn't want to be disrespectful and sleep during her, you know, her speaking. And I had stepped outside the door, and that's where Pat Flynn and Chris were standing. Of course, people were talking to him, and I didn't say a whole lot. I didn't even notice Pat. I didn't know it was Pat at all. I just saw this, like, little guy standing there. But I recognized Chris, and before this event, I had reached out to Chris because it was something about his business that I thought would help him out. And he's like, "Hey, hit me up at the event, or come talk to me at the event." And I just kind of put the bug in his ear a little bit. This way I could have an excuse to meet with him and talk instead of just being awkwardly like, "Hi," you know. And then while I'm standing there waiting for Chris to finish his conversation, I look over and there's Pat. Well, I noticed his backpack. I was like, "Oh, that's Pat Flynn, okay." And so while he was busy doing that, I just started speaking to Pat. And I had brought 3 bottles of wine to the event with me. And these are strawberry rhubarb wine made from Alaska. And one of them was for Pat. One of them's for Antonio, and the other one's for Jared Easley. Now, Pat Flynn and Jared Easley, who are, does Start the Doubt, he'll be speaking at this event. He's also a prior Navy. And, but they were both got their start inside Internet Business Mastery, which I belong to as well. And so I got to speak to him, and then I got, you know, this was right before you spoke to him, Antonio. And then I sort of spoke to him real quick. Actually, and, while I was speaking to Pat, Pat interrupted a conversation that Chris was having with this lady and said, hey, this is Joe. Well, you know, like totally like, just pushed me in there to meet Chris and everything. And then I didn't want to be rude and disrespectful. So after I watched Chris speak up and talk to Chris Ducker, and he actually cut off this young kid who had been standing there waiting to speak to him while he was answering other stuff. And like real quick, just totally cut this young kid off. It's like, hey, yeah, hey, Joe, blah, 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 you know, like that. And just started speaking. I was like, oh. Wow. Yeah, and then I met some other people from the from Internet Business Mastery. They all came here, and they went and hunted me down just because, you know, we talked on the Facebook group and stuff. I'm trying to think of who else I met. I met your friends there, those other
Yeah, we met the Montana crew.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
So one thing that you may be hearing is it's not about also just being part of one group. You know, it's about, you know, if you see other groups that you're a part of, don't think that you just have to be part of one and that's it. I mean, you can join multiple ones. So Joe's connection to the Internet Business Mastery, one thing I'm proud of with High Speed Lead is Joe always says, hey, I get so much more value out of this. But still, he's now getting some value out of, you know, Internet Business Mastery because you're meeting up with people that have gone through that program. I didn't even know that Jared and I knew Pat had gone through it as well. But and for Podcasters Paradise, I mean that's pretty cool. I didn't know you guys just had a meetup.
Yeah,
and it's those small connections. It's those shared connections that are able to bring us here. Now, James, what are you here for? I mean, you've got some other conference you're at.
Yeah. Just to be honest, how I'm here in this room is from going to a conference.
Yeah.
So John's podcast, right? Phenomenal. So I just always been a fan, daily listener almost, and. Went to a Nick Unsworth event. He's a big internet marketer down there, and San Diego has a good community. John's pretty good with him. And day two, John has a speaking spot. You know, he wraps up at the end of his very powerful, you know, speech. He opened up, told a little bit more about some of his experiences when he was deployed. And right afterwards, same thing. Everybody's swarming him. But I was, you know, I waited until the very end. I was the last person to talk to John. I didn't even want to pitch. I just wanted to shake his hand and had a quick question. And from that, John was such a kind gentleman. He put me in contact. He's like, here, he's like, email me tonight, or he said, email me, follow up, and I'll put you in contact with somebody. Well, that person he put me in contact with was Tom. And so that to me, and again, this is John Lee Dumas, who doesn't even do private coaching anymore, and I'm in High Speed Elite, so that's just phenomenal. I've gone to other conferences where you can land a deal from meeting the right person, which is income for your business. A cool one, when I was brand new with websites, I had met a developer at another conference. I hit a snag, and I just reached out to this guy, and he helped me fix something with a database because that was way above my head. So I think point being, yeah, when you go to conferences, magic happens. I kind of have a rule when I try to go to one, whether it's a deal or a relationship, but I always try to track one or the other.
Yeah, I think so hopefully what you guys are hearing is that it's hard to get some conferences you're not, I mean, the return on investment, we want to see that. If we're going to spend this amount of money, we want to get that. But one, I would like to say that, you know, even if you're not able to spend a whole lot of money, Joe, how much was your flight?
$12.
$12.
Sky miles.
Sky miles. Wow. And, you know, it's like, hey, I have an extra bed. I don't really care. No one's going to sleep in it. So Joe's here. And We're gonna make this happen. We got to, you know, we talked to Rick Calvert, you know, got VIP ticket, boom, upgrade. I mean, so where there is a will, there is a way. And, you know, actually, you were here last year, Mike, so I think you bought your VIP ticket through the early bird sale.
Yep.
So, you know, it definitely is, if you know of a good conference coming up, you want to get in early. But even if you're not going to be at the conference, you know, how long are you going to be here, Jim?
Through this coming weekend, I'm in the wedding for my best friend getting married.
Great. So, yeah, I'm here
for the whole week.
Yeah. Well, you know where I'm at. And, you know, today and tonight's kind of crazy. Tomorrow, speaking. But, you know, I think we just need to, if you're okay with coming back.
I'll be around. I mean, that's my intention. Thursdays.
We're going to do another, we're going to have an in-person mastermind another one here this week, and we're going to talk more about the guys' businesses and things. And you can just get so much more done. And you, when you see someone in person and you can read their face, you can see if they're saying something, but maybe they don't really believe it, and you can challenge them on it. You know, it's those little things which make the in-person presentations, again, so worth it. And so if you guys have questions out there about certain conferences, I know some of you guys, I was just talking, okay, Dave, I feel really bad, but man, I was talking with Chris Ducker about what he's going to have at the Tropical Think Tank. He was telling me all the secrets. So, I'm just so sorry to hear that you can't make it out there for that. Yeah, sorry, man. Like, he's taking you guys scuba diving. He's bringing in masseuses. There's going to be, like, massages going on. Like, no, not the happy. We have ladies present, Joe. Like, yes, but they understand. Yeah. But no, we're not going down that road. No, it's going to be legitimate massages with, just going scuba diving, having a great time. And yeah, so sorry, Dave. Didn't mean to tear that up. All right, Tom. Hey, we're 5 minutes out.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, and I'll let you. What else we got? Any questions?
Yeah, guys. Actually, I think this is a good time for questions. One, I want to point out or ask, what's the best way to take advantage of a live event in terms of preparation for it? Which I'm sure some of you guys have done. Maybe you didn't, and maybe you're thinking, man, I wish I had done X, Y, or Z before I got here. What do you think is the best way to prep before you go to a big event like this?
I'll let Mike start. You know, I was trying to look at the NMX schedule, and for some reason, it didn't make sense to me on the web. So I would have liked to have been a bit more familiar with it. It is different this year than last year.
Yeah.
So you really, you know, when you first get on deck, you really want to have a look at that, because last year it seemed like there were more opportunities, more breakouts, that type of thing. And there was a military track last year. I talked to Rick Calvert, the executive guy. And he said they had the room this year, but they'd like to do it again next year. So, you know, I just kind of, you know, had to figure out, you know, on the ground. If you can, though, beforehand, I think what I'd do is, you know, get a good look at the schedule and see where are the things that you need. What do you want to get to? But then also secondarily, the people you want to meet. And, again, I knew I'd be meeting Antonio, so that made my whole trip here. You know, it's good to go. But I like what Joe did, you know, to make himself memorable and just to say thanks. He brought 3 bottles of wine, you know. So I guess I could go down and grab a Diet Pepsi real quick to get to Antonio. But, you know, just thinking along those lines of, you know, if you want to meet someone, somehow to make it a very positive experience for them. They don't have to remember you forever and ever, but just to associate a very positive experience with you, you know, to start that relationship is a good way to start.
For me, what I do is I show up early. So I got here on Friday, and I actually had family in the area, but I want to have a couple days in which I can get the lay of the land, I can catch up on work, I can get ahead of work. I usually stay a day or sometimes two later. Another thing when I travel, we were just having flu Delta, we were having some issues with people missing flights, everyone was freaked out. And I'm just the guy sitting back there. Honestly, I don't care. Like, if Delta will, you know, pay for my hotel or whatever, and if I show up, you know, 24 hours later, that's fine. You know, I guess I'm getting a free ticket from Delta or whatever it is. But showing up early, leaving a bit late, creating that margin so that you're not stressed out at the conference. You've got time to prepare. None of my clothing was ironed. So I show up here and I spend an hour ironing shirts. I don't mind. I would rather do that here and, you know, do it peacefully and enjoy it then, you know, try to have, you know, press, you know, stress my wife out by asking her to do it. So, I mean, yes, you know, my wife is very, very kind to do that for me. But you know, it's one of those things, if I can get here early and, you know, just get rid of that that stress of having to be from point to point, to me, that's my big tip for you guys. Joe?
What I would have done differently and probably what I would do at the next one is I would have made business cards, which I wanted to do, but I couldn't get them done in time. I didn't really make it a priority to get them done in time is really what happened. So what I did instead was to try to be memorable was, I guess I narrowed it down, and the wine is going to be kind of like my business card sort of a deal. I mean, that's kind of, everybody gets a business card, but who gets a bottle of wine and that sort of thing. I really wanted to make connections with those people. They're important to me. And next year, I'm going to have, I guess you'd call it an elevator pitch, but I want it to be a memorable elevator pitch. I want that sort of like that icebreaker thing. So when you, I'm a copywriting guy, I guess, your headline is to grab somebody's attention and kind of throw them off balance and stuff and get them to read more and all that. So I would really craft a compelling, I guess, introduction sort of a deal and get that conversation rolling, get them start asking questions.
I introduced you as a grizzly wrestler this morning.
Yeah, and that worked.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, Rob's pulling out photos of him petting grizzlies. I mean, all of a sudden, there was the grizzly connection.
Yeah, I did that bear up early.
All right, well, how's it, any lessons on conferences for you, James?
Those are honestly great. It's a little bit more philosophical based, but it's just your own self-awareness because you never knew. No, like Antonio was saying earlier, he got tapped on the shoulder behind, you know, Pat Flynn. So just being able to be very present and in the moment with your awareness, you never know who you're going to shake hands with. It, again, leads to the relationship or leads to the deal. So I know that wasn't too groundbreaking, but for me, I found that you seriously know at any moment of that conference who you can meet. So,
good stuff. Anybody else have any questions for these guys or anything in general? Otherwise, I want to touch real briefly on the admin piece here. If you have any questions, just shoot them out. Just go ahead and write the comments in, and then I'll get to those right after this admin piece. Guys, just so you know, we're moving into week 4 here, module 4 sales with the High Speed Elite course, which means it looks like the majority of people have completed mindset, which is good, which is our first module, and also module 2 strategy. But
I'm starting to track down people that have not. You know, you're going to get a threatening letter from me if you have not knocked through this stuff.
Yeah.
But guys, seriously, sales is pretty intense. So you want to, and sales is so darn important. You've got to get cash flow into your business. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I can't push you all to do this. You do it for yourself. But I saw Mark, you're doing a great job. You're jumping into, I will do this today. And you're simply saying, I'm going to knock through this and this, and I'll get it done. And sometimes you need that little bit of accountability. So I'm there to hold you accountable to a point.
Yep. And so, and because of Mark, Team Blue is winning right now. So Team Red and White, sorry, guys, you got to step it up. I'm just saying. So check it out, guys.
Yeah, every week starts over. So.
Well, White isn't reflecting the correct information.
Oh, it's not up to date here?
Oh. Okay, let me know. Make sure to send me that message. If something is not reflected,
all of strategy is finished.
All right.
Okay.
Take a note.
Hey, also, Antonio, this is Marianne. I've signed in under Yahoo, and I've done what are you going to do today or whatever it's called. I can't remember hell, but I've done it several times, and I've seen Mark in there. I've seen his stuff in there. But I signed in under Yahoo, so I don't know if you've seen me in there.
Are you just making regular comments, or are you using, you're supposed to use Facebook comments. Are those not popping up?
Well, your site actually gives you the option. It gives you options. You don't have to use. No, I'm signing in under I'm signing in under Yahoo because it's usually like that's what I'm in when I'm going into your site.
Okay, let me check it out because we had moved to, it was only Facebook that you could leave comments on, but I'll try to figure that out. And thank you, Marianne. I'll check that out. I had no idea.
Okay.
Guys, well, obviously I want to make it friendly competition, so don't stress too much, but yeah, let us know what if you've gotten, especially like Michelle had an issue with this where it wasn't tracking, and that's fine. We'll just shoot us an email because we try to update this several times a week to keep track of it, but we might have missed something. Other than that, as you guys go through too, here's the deal. Like, we're getting into sales, and sales is a beast, but I don't think sales is as useful if you don't have an idea of some of the strategy stuff. I'm particularly fond of the strategy module and of just finances in general. what does it, you know, what does it take to, what does it mean when I put money into a company? You know, what should I look for in terms of revenue or profit from my company? Like, what are the metrics that matter? So all that stuff is really essential to what you guys are building. So take time with it. I encourage you to take time with it, go through it, and use your teams to work together to even go through it together if you guys need to or want to. And I think you can learn a lot that way of actually discussing the various sections and the modules together as you go through it. And if you go through it as a team, that's fine too. We'll mark everybody off as a team. So you just have to let us know, and that's how we'll keep track of this. Other than that, Antonio, I think that's it on the admin piece. We'll have another call here next week. Everybody else I've been able to, for the most part, get in contact with on a one-on-one basis. But guys, if you don't have something scheduled with me, like every week, as just an accountability thing, just get on that. My schedule is meetme.so/TomWorkus, and put something on there every week, just at a minimum, just to keep yourself accountable, okay? And so far, I think the results have been pretty good. I know some people have given some good feedback and have been getting a lot of just, you know, the one-on-one time, I think, is very helpful for a lot of people. So if it's for you, do that, and I can help you stay accountable. I can walk through, I can work through things with you, and let's just get that on the calendar. But other than that, that's all I got, Antonio.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Well, I always got to end the call with Semper Fi.
There you go.
So that just was always the cherry on top of the sundae. And yes. We can all thank Chesty Puller for everything we have here. America! All right, guys. Take care. Always great to see you guys, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye. Take care.
Another alarm, third alarm, went off at the same door.
You guys are going to the party tonight?